What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast. And now with the latest Vibe, here's Wild Wally.
Today we have the pleasure of speaking with Jerry and Lisa Miller from the Granville Kiwanis about the big celebration going on through Saturday in Granville. Lisa, this is your big fundraiser every year, isn't it?
It is. It's our major fundraiser, and all the money that we make during this festival, we put right back into the community, not only in Granville, but locally in the county.
What I love about the Granville celebration, there's always a theme. And what is the theme this year?
This year's theme is Home Sweet Home. And the reason we're using Home Sweet Home is partially because of our Grand Marshal. And our Grand Marshal for this year's parade is Debbie Tegmeyer, who was head of the Lincoln County Housing Coalition for many, many years. And she recently retired, and so we're honoring her for her service.
Jerry, the parade known as the Mile Long Parade starts where and what time?
Parade will be on 4th of July. It will form on the west side of town, all sorts of areas. We have a parade committee to take care of that.
I love the name of it because it's true, and then some, a mile long.
Well, it seems like it keeps on getting longer every year. We line up people in lots of different areas, and the one area west of Wildwood Park is still as big as ever.
So what is your favorite part of the parade?
Well, I'm an elected official, so I like the dignitaries, but I think most of the kids like all the floats. We love our bands. We have the 4-H band, and we have the Granville High School band. They are both outstanding bands, and lots of great floats. Class reunion, it's fun seeing people from different classes coming back. We actually have the 55th reunion for the one class of 1970 because they missed their 4th of July because of COVID.
We also have other little special contests that go along the way as well for Granville.
We do. Granville Kiwanis has some contests that people can get involved with. First is the Decorated Home Contest, and you can find all that information at granvilleforth.com. Granville's Got Talent is on July 3rd from 5 to 6. It's on Center Stage downtown. Walk-ins are welcome as time permits for that. One of the fun things that the kids can do is a decorated bike contest, and then they'll ride in the parade. There are prizes for first, second, and third places. And also, the Patriotic Pet Contest has gotten bigger and bigger every year. It's on July 4th from 5:30 to 6:30, Center Stage downtown. We've had rabbits and chickens and guinea pigs and dogs, and it's just a fun time to see all the patriotic pets dressed up with their owners.
Talk about fun. You dress up your pet, you decorate your home, your bike, and don't forget to take those pictures.
And then the last thing is our photography contest. And those pictures can be submitted through July 31st, and they'll be on display at Brendu this year again in the art gallery. We just love to see people's pictures that they've taken over the 4th of July. It's a nice archive for us. And that is also sponsored by the Granville Arts Commission.
This event every year takes a lot of people, a lot of Kiwanis, and some great sponsors that make it all possible.
That's for sure. We have over 100 members in our club, and everybody plays a part. We could not do this without their help, but we also have some great sponsors. The Granville Community Foundation has sponsored our fireworks for many years, so we're very appreciative of them. And our other major sponsors are Newark Auto Body, MPW, Porta-Clean, Duchess Shops, Owens Corning, Ross's Granville Market, and Coughlin Cars. There are also other sponsors, and we appreciate all their help.
Can't do it without the sponsors and, of course, the Kiwanis Club. How many years is this for you guys?
This is our 63rd year for the Kiwanis Club of Granville to sponsor this event.
It's one of the area's favorite 4th of July celebrations going through Saturday, correct?
Goes through Saturday. The Midway opens with rides and concessions at 1 o'clock each day, and we'll go till 10 p.m. on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and on Saturday we'll close at 8 p.m.
This is The Vibe.
Listen for New Vibe, available wherever you download podcasts.